Well, good morning, everyone. This is Gail.
And Gregory.
And we'll be leading the call again today. And it is a beautiful day here in Colorado after a lot of snow. It's really been going all out for winter weather, cold and just sparkly and beautiful. So for today's call and our question or our comment for today, what I picked up on is the word supply. Looking at whether money is our supply, source is our supply, what is supply anyhow? And so here's what I came to. When we consider the supply, it often refers to something useful, something for a particular purpose, like the supply of provisions, food, water, equipment, military equipment, fuel, as well as money. All of these things are tangible goods that are derived from earth resources, labor, machines, and production by people from all walks of life, all over the world, a stream of events to direct the goods to the end user. It's easy to get caught up in the physical process and miss the essential cause of supply, and that is source. In our economy, we've learned about supply and demand in economics and how that impacts price, production, and who gets what. We witness amazing manipulation of resources to exercise power and control. Who gets what and who doesn't? The word supply has a lot of interesting energy around it that doesn't feel that good, particularly when we have developed many concepts regarding scarcity. So it's essential that we follow the thread back to spirit and awareness that reconnects us with the true flow from source, free of the controlling nature of this economic system. By restructuring our thoughts around supply in this way, we're empowered as co-creators with source consciousness. With the intention, then, of shifting your beliefs around money to embrace the good of all, which is what we're here for, let's get into a relaxed position, hands and legs uncrossed, eyes opened or closed, whatever is most comfortable. And hold your heart companion or your eye connect in your hands. And as you do that, let your awareness notice, without any judgment, some of the beliefs that you have held that reflect an attitude of scarcity. Just notice and take a look. See how it's active in your life right now. And recognize what is there. We all have these limited beliefs. And just breathe them out of your body. Have a deep sigh that releases the feelings associated with concepts of lack, as we replace that lack consciousness with the true source of supply. It is merely something that has been a disconnect that is ready to be transmuted. Smile, breathe, and let go. Let it go. Feel your body relax as you do this now. Now take the heart companion and place it at the heart center. Breathe in as you expand your chest. Feel the love and understanding opening your awareness even further. Your heart wisdom is activated. With deep gratitude, you are remembering your true connection to Source. We call it Source because that is what it is. How perfect to come home to yourself. Take a deep cleansing breath, and on the out breath, as you release the air, allow the sound Vom to resonate through you, and we'll do it together. Allow your body to absorb the blessings and send them out to others and the universe. You are immersed in feelings of gratitude. Send the blessings out to those feelings of scarcity that have been a part of your life. And now let's make the sound again three times together. Bring the energy down into your feet, allowing the flow to establish roots into Mother Earth, and bless all beings and all life. So I'm going to pass this on to Gregory, and he's going to get us started with our statement for today.
Okay. She kept pointing, do you want to read this? Sure, I'll read this statement. Daniel usually does that. So, money is not my supply. No person, place, or condition is my supply. My awareness, understanding, and knowledge of the all-providing activity of the Divine Spirit within me is my supply. My consciousness of this truth is unlimited. Therefore, my supply is unlimited. So, going back through this a second time, what I really picked up on today when I was reading this was not so much that Divine Spirit is my supply. We know that, but it's like looking for some of the wrinkles in what keeps us from directly interacting with that. And what I'm reading in this statement is my awareness, understanding, and knowledge of the all-providing activity of Divine Spirit is my supply. So my awareness, my understanding, my knowledge is the supply. It's the way I work with understanding. My supply is only as large, as clear, as consistent as my awareness, my consciousness of Divine Spirit playing in my life. And in this case, consciousness has that double entendre meaning of awareness and a level of awareness that is really my expanding consciousness. So how do I understand it? That's what this statement is saying, in the way that it interacts with my life. And do I really know it? Do I know it? And how do I know it? I've been, the second time through, reading some excerpts as a way of kind of propelling me into the questions from another perspective, and someone asked the other day what the book was. It's, again, The Matter of Mind, An Explorer's Guide to the Labyrinth of the Mind. And this is a book channeled by Kathleen Kingdom, and she's channeling Master Dwal Cool. Now, I was at a conference recently with Dwal Cool, and he announced that we had worked together in Atlantis, and quite a number of times over, it's been 54,000 years now. And so, in essence, that's my relationship with spirit. It's like a long-time close friend. And what Dwal Cool has been saying about expanding into that unity, all the ascended masters, all the energies on the higher levels are connecting into a unity, into a oneness. And that's us. We're connecting into that. And that's what I'm feeling. That's the way I know I take spirit. It's like it speaks to me from every dust mote. It's showing me the significance of every breath. Nothing is wasted. Every moment is an opportunity to expand in love, to expand love here in this dimension, to be served by divine spirit. And we often don't think that divine spirit is here to serve us. And not, in this case, for me, I know it's not because I've risen above everything else, but because I'm willing to pass it on. I'm a link in the chain, an unbroken chain of love, a chain of light. And this is our opportunity to be that type of a conduit. So, what I'm going to do now is read the section. Thought I had another piece of paper, whatever. And what I've done is I just asked for the page that's relevant and the paragraph that's relevant. And then I go to that page, and it's fun to see how it all comes about. So this paragraph, it's because I was asking for an explanation of what I saw was the wrinkle of being aware, being knowledgeable, understanding divine spirit within me. That's what this paragraph is offering. And it puts it in the words, though, of looking at another person. So whenever I refer to her or this other person that's being referred to in this paragraph about trying to understand this person, I want you to think of replacing that with divine spirit. So, and I will do it a few times for us as well. So here's the paragraph. In truth, if you want the other to be different, in this case, divine spirit, you will have to see divine spirit differently. To see the other differently means you will have to be different in relationship to her. You must question your own mind to clearly grasp your own projection. How is it, for example, that I see her as a nag? How else might I see her? Or in our case, you know, how is it that I see divine spirit? Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. How else might I see her? In very blunt terms, you are how you see. If you see yourself as a thief, you will, in fact, steal. While such is a statement of the obvious, the same is true of how you see others. How you see another in a given moment is who you are in that moment. So how you see divine spirit is how you are in the moment you are looking at spirit. When you change how you see the other, you change how you respond to them. It is also true that if you change how you respond to another, you will change how you see her. So what we're talking about here is divine spirit. So how do you see divine spirit? Do you sometimes see it as separate from you, as distant, not showing up when you need it, that you're blocked, you're not worthy, that somehow you're getting shorted in life, you aren't getting everything, all the support you need, well, then that's how you feel about your life, how it's going. And that is your understanding of divine spirit. If you want spirit to shift, you need to shift how you look at spirit. And if you respond to everything with gratitude, everything, all the things, good or bad or this or that, up or down, when you look at it and look for the spark of spirit within it and be grateful for what it's teaching you, be grateful for everything that you interact with in this life, then you're going to start changing how you see spirit. And then, as in this statement, your awareness, your understanding, your knowledge starts to shift of divine spirit, and then your supply will start to open up, start to shift. And it's all a matter of just how you work with your head inside. So thank you.
Yeah, it truly is. And thank you, Gregory. That was wonderful. It also made me think about something that, from this perspective, this is like the fulcrum. When we shift and recognize that all of this is about our consciousness regarding divine spirit source, if we shift that consciousness in one area, it's going to be reflected in everything. Because it's so pivotal to everything in how we see the world. And it's just kind of interesting how it has become the way for humanity to disconnect. To disconnect with that which is the essence of who we are. And in that disconnection, we've created so many problems and so much pain and suffering and scarcity and lack. When, in effect, just like, you know, that analogy of, you know, you may be in a gray day with the cloud cover right over you, but you take an airplane up above and you'll see the sun shining. It's always there. There is never a moment where it's not. So it really is our opportunity to reconnect again.
And you know, one of the things that's exciting to me is that it gets easier and easier and easier. Sometimes the momentum is very difficult to break through. I mean, there's something within our ego mind that wants to prevent us from that higher perspective, wants to prevent us from really having that flow go on. Because there's a fear inside. And the other day, someone was brave enough to share one of their fears. And it's like the more we go into our fears, sometimes fear is an interesting thing, and momentum is an interesting thing. It's like fear sounds like literally a 1,000-pound wolf that's right around the corner. And it's making this sound, and you go, oh, my God, if I go around that corner and face that fear, I am going to die. I am literally going to be torn into shreds. And yet, if we have the courage to walk to that corner and look around the corner at our fear, what we often find is it's an itty-bitty little chihuahua, and it's like only about 3 inches high. And I tell you, you can step on that thing, and it'll go squash. It's like when you finally face your fears, all your power, the purpose of fear is to keep our power hidden from us. It's to keep us in place. It's a game being played by the small part of ourselves that keeps us from exploring the greatness, the grandness of who we are. It's the way the world uses fear to control people. Every government does it. Every institution does it. I mean, whether you look at religions, you look at the political system, you look at all the things going on with healthcare, food, everything that's being sold to us uses fear to show you that you're inadequate and you're not happy, and only if you buy this or do this are, and that's the nature of fear. It's an illusion that keeps us from going around the corner and seeing the truth. And the truth is, as they all say, it will set you free. When you see that, then you're empowered. And that's what this statement is about. The awareness, the understanding, the knowledge that hides within plain view. It's hidden because we have hidden it, and we're playing a game with ourselves. And fear is one of those elements that keeps us from totally discovering it. So let go of your fear. Hang on to the heart companion and realize you are so loved, you are so connected, that it is amazing what universe wants to bring through you and is willing to support you and has been on this path for eternity. And so many of you and us have all been on this path for eternity. And this is a time. This is a special time of waking up. And the time you are putting energy into right now is not only this moment. You are not only waking up this lifetime. You are transforming, transmuting past lives and future lives. Believe me, it gets easier and easier. Build for your future lives now by enjoying now, and it will make a difference.
Something that's really important about wearing the heart companion or having the eye connect and having the eye connect on your body is that it is sourcing you with a different vibrational frequency. And our consciousness, though, will overstep that frequency. Because the consciousness, when it comes down to it, the awareness is going to rule. So why I'm saying this is because if you start moving outside of the field of the awareness, of the, you know, of the centering that you want to really be in, come back and remember that these tools are generating a frequency. And when you realize that, you come back into that frequency again. And it helps you shift the place that you've been, shift out of that, and be able to integrate the experience that you're having in a way of non-judgment, in a way of just learning, just noticing. And you can have that distance away from whatever, you know, because we're all going to get off center. But the opportunity here is to realize it more quickly, to recognize that, hey, you're not in the same dream anymore. And now what is in front of you, what your capabilities are, far supersede what you've done before, even supersede what you've done in other past lives or this life or whatever, and it's all about the connection to Source and being in that place.
It literally gives you choice. The more you expand your consciousness, the more choice you have. So much of this world, people think that, you know, they're fighting for freedom of expression. A lot of people are struggling, many places in the world. And here in the United States, we think we're free. No one is free in this dimension until their consciousness moves them to a level where they see they have choice. They have choice every moment to choose this mode of action or that mode of action. We are imprisoned by our karma, by our belief systems that don't give us a choice in action. If someone is acting this way in your life, you're going to react in a way that you always have reacted, because that's the natural thing to do. But what if you could take that half a second and step back and say, do I need to react? Can I look at this from another perspective? That's choice. That's freedom. The tools that we're working with you on are giving you freedom. Sometimes, maybe for one of the first times in life, the more you expand your field, the more choice you have, the more freedom you have.
All right.
So
I don't see any questions on the web at this point. Is there anyone that would like to raise their hand? And, I see Elaine is here. Anyone else want to raise their hand and be in queue? Okay, Elaine, I'm going to open up your line here. Okay, hi, Elaine.
Hi there. Good morning, both of you and everybody.
Good morning.
I really love today's lesson, very powerful. However, Gregory, my two little tiny chihuahuas are over here cowering.
Oh.
We're not going to.
Uncle Gregory, we thought you loved us.
They are only metaphorical.
Saying he's very real.
Yeah.
On him.
Okay.
So, Elaine, do you have a comment or a question about?
I'm sorry. The reading you did today from the book, could you possibly give me the page and the paragraph so I can look it up in my book?
Oh, if you got the book.
Extremely powerful.
It was page 58, paragraph, the first full paragraph on the page.
Okay.
Is the second block on the page, so paragraph 2, starting in truth.
Okay.
It's been fun just to open up to spirit and say, what page, what paragraph, and this is what I want it to apply to. And see, that's where we can experiment every day with things and just go with what comes in. It's really fun. I love to live life like that.
Absolutely. And what you read today is just so, so powerful.
Yeah.
Every paragraph in this book is loaded. It's very dense, and Master Dwao Kul is quite an amazing energy. And as someone pointed out the other day, it's all of Source that wants to support us right now is coming through.
Yeah.
So,
well, Elaine, we'll have to talk about the book more as you're going on. We've got two more callers though, so Elaine, can I move on? Are you good?
No, I'm good. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you.
And tell your chihuahuas, I'm sorry. I use them as an example. I like chihuahuas.
Okay. We have a comment or question from Hartford, Connecticut. Hi there. Oh, wait. I didn't unmute you. There you go.
Hello.
Are you on?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. It's me, Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
You know what? I didn't even press star 2. I don't even know why my hand was raised, but that's okay. The book that you're talking about, it was written in 2007?
Yes.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. He's a master. Is he like Saint Germain?
Yeah. He's considered a master on that level. And he brought through a lot of information that literally shifted the whole and started the metaphysical community back in 1919. And then through the 20s and 30s, he brought through, maybe even I think through the 40s into the early 50s, a lot of books, I think about 24, through Alice Bailey. And if you go online, you'll find that they're all available for free to read and download online. So her estate has put them all up online for free, and that's Master Dwal Cool, who brought through that information. He works with a lot of information that's very, very dense. I mean, you can see just reading one paragraph can be loaded. So it's always material that I trust, that I feel very, very much in alignment with, because I feel very much in alignment with that being who is now part of the whole circle of being. So I guess we're expanding our connection to all of what we call Source.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Valerie. Okay.
You're welcome.
All right. And we've got another, from Phoenix, Arizona. Let me unmute you. Okay. Hi. Is that Rhea? Hello?
Rhea?
Hello?
Hello? You're on.
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Hello?
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 We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Okay. No, the same thing like Valerie. I didn't touch the phone.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Well, it's coming up for some reason.
All right.
We're touching you then, I guess.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, I'm going to unmute.
Do you have a question?
I'm sorry. There was somebody else that, I don't know what's going on here. That's very strange. Okay, I'm going to unmute you and
mute you.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key.